actually, quick question. Paul, have you listened to any of our episodes?
What's your favourite one?
I've seen clips that you guys post on your story, but so I haven't listened. I see clips, though. And I follow you guys.
So the answer is no. We just need to clarify.
No is the answer.
everyone says no. Don't worry, me and Bri are used to it. So
I've seen everyone. I've listened to everyone.
Okay, thank you for the support.
My day one supporter.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Not Another Podcast with me, Kim.
And me, Bryony.
And today we have two people joining us who go by the name of
Jazz
and Paul.
Cool. So thank you for joining us, guys. Whoop, whoop. And today's topic is, do you think...
The wording, I think it's, should parents make their children pay rent?
Should you make your kids pay rent, basically, is what we're going to be chatting about today.
How do you think you live at home still? Me?
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Jazz doesn't.
Jazz doesn't. Okay. Probably in Jazz's house at the moment, but I do, you do, Bree does. And Jazz did. Before,
well, obviously. I didn't pop up in my own home.
Okay, and out of the people that live at home, who pays rent? We all do.
All of us are mugs.
We do, yeah.
All of us are mugs, basically, yeah.
Basically. Okay, so.
Okay, let's go around the circle. Kim, what are your thoughts? Do you think you should pay rent as a child?
I think that it depends on the circumstances. Like, obviously, if there's suddenly financial difficulty.
Wait, we just want a yes or no answer right now.
No, then. I mean, I don't want to. Yeah, I think no. Jazz?
No.
Paul? I think yes.
Okay.
Under certain circumstances.
But we're not allowed to say that.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay, I think yes, then.
And I'm also going to say no. But for the purpose of this, I can, you know, Paul, I'll be on your side if you need someone. If you need help, your hand.
My stance on it is, personally, I don't think that you should pay rent if they don't need the money.
That's my caveat. I don't think that children should pay rent. However, if the financial circumstances obviously need that to happen, then I feel like, obviously, you need to accept that that's part of being at home still, and obviously parents can't necessarily afford to have you there, so therefore in that case, yes. If we're talking ideal lifestyle situation, no.
I think no, I don't think you should charge your children rent. I want to say different circumstances, you know, might mean that you should, but then at the same time, it's like they are the child, like the responsibility is not with them. It would be nice if they wanted to help out and, like, as a person, they felt bad or whatever and they wanted to put in to help run the house or whatever. But at the same time, it's not their responsibility.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I disagree with that slightly, because then at the same, I kind of feel like if you say, like, for example, obviously live here with my boyfriend, if he lost his job, then I would obviously have to put even more in. So that's, I feel like that in that circumstance, it's like, okay, well, you just have to kind of, we've all got to pull together.
Mm-hmm. I think as a partner, though, you would expect that, right? From your partner, you would expect, obviously, they would put it. But with a child, it's like...
They didn't ask to be born. Do you know, I didn't ask to be born.
What I mean, I didn't ask to be here.
I didn't ask to live this life. I didn't ask to, like, I didn't make house prices so high. Do you think I want to be at home? I don't want to be at home. Like, but, like, it is what it is. So I do think that parents do have a responsibility to an extent.
Yeah.
Why would...
I don't understand. Right, this is what I think really gets me. Okay. So I remembered this meme that I'd seen a while ago and I saved it for this purpose.
This is
the sort of thing that gets me. Anything your parents do for you after you are 18 years old is out of pure love. Respect it and be thankful. And I just thought, who are you? As she said, you brought me into this world.
That is rubbish. What, like...
I know people that have, like, got children that are teenagers and then have had babies and then are basically like, oh, we'll move into a three-bedroom house which won't fit them. And
so they'll leave.
Yeah. And it's like, you can't think like that in this day and age. People can't move out that early. I just feel like people put too much pressure on their children.
And but also that quote is like as if to say anything you do for your child isn't out of love anyway.
I think it definitely depends on your circumstances. Like, obviously, how old you are. your parents' situation and like if you're earning. Obviously, if you're like in the house and you're 16 and you're on a part-time wage, I don't feel like you should have to contribute and things like that. But let's say, for example, like me, for example, 26, I get a good wage and stuff. I definitely feel like I should contribute to the house. Even if my parents didn't really, really need it, I'd feel that because I'm living in their house and they've given me, what, 18 years worth of care to this point, I feel like I should definitely be contributing to maybe just help out just so there's that like spare income or whatever it is, you know. Even little things, you know, like grocery shopping and stuff, not necessarily rent, but just as much as I can help in the house, I will.
I think grocery shopping and stuff's a bit different.
Slightly different, yeah, but in that context of helping out because, you know, your parents have given you your house like your whole life and then you're of age to contribute, I feel like that's quite important.
No, I think that's good on you. Like, that's where I think the question's like different. I don't think it should be,
should they force you to, like, yeah, that's why it's a really tricky question.
That's the thing.
I definitely
it's a personal thing. Like, you would hope that people want to help out their parents and they feel like they want to give their money if they have enough to help run the house and help buy the stuff. But it's whether the parents should force the children to, and whether they give them a choice or whether the children decide, like, oh yeah, I would like to give them money, or I would like to do the weekly shop. Or
I know someone that he used to have to give half his wages every week to his mum to pay the rent.
Well, we
so did his other two brothers. She must have been balling.
Oh my gosh, she must have been making money.
She didn't need to work.
I'm living the dream. That's mad.
Well, yeah. We worked it out the other day, but I didn't pay rent when I lived at home. So we moved out 5 years ago this year. So I was 23 and James was 27. And he paid rent to his mum. But we worked out James was paying rent from the time he got an apprenticeship when he was 16. So he was paying £50 a week to his mum, which obviously isn't a lot. But over the course of the 11 years he was doing that, that was like 24 grand. And you're like, that's money towards a house.
Yeah, that's
what I think. That's my view on it, is if you were to say to your child, some people say, oh, they should get used to paying out. I think that maybe you'd say to them, all right, well, pay me a little bit, but I'm going to put it in savings for you. Because I think that sometimes people aren't responsible with savings and things like that. So that might be a good.
But then obviously, again, it depends on the circumstances. Because if someone's struggling anyway, like, you know, hard in these times, like anyway, like if someone can't afford to pay for certain stuff and their child's working full-time, like, why would, but then again, I think that's character as well. Like, I would help out because of that's who I am, not because I'm like you said, Paul. But then I think that comes down to sometimes the question, like, obviously circumstances change, but to begin with, do you think that if you can't afford to have a kid from the time that you suddenly are with child, that you should have a kid? Or even if you're planning to have a kid and you know you don't have any money, do you think that's right?
No, definitely not.
Not on the basis that you're going to start charging the kid for rent, no.
It's all right, because in 6 years, little money maker. They can give you some money. You're just using them.
Not on that basis.
I get a child benefit every month at the moment, so that'll give
them... Oh, God.
But the thing is, though, like, yes, circumstances can change, but do you feel like you should actually plan for, okay, if this happens, what am I going to do? Because I'm the one that, in this situation, is going to be responsible for this person. And if this did happen, can I afford to carry on looking after them? Am I going to start demanding money from them? To me as well, your home is like you're born there, you've grown up there. It's just your safe space being at home. So to then have to start paying to be there, it's like, it becomes not really a home. Do you know what I mean? You become more like a tenant.
I get that. I do think when you think about circumstances change, I think that's really hard to predict, because it's like, sounds a bit deep, but like if someone was to like get ill, like you can't predict or factor that in, because you wouldn't want to, would you? Factor in the idea of someone getting ill when you're old. Like, but I think as much as you can, you have to think about it.
So you're not gonna charge Jesse rent if he lives at home?
No.
What if he's like 35 and he's still at home?
I'd love him to stay at home forever. No, I feel like I'd be like, right,
be a weirdo.
No, I'm not. No, I'm gonna be like, friends. No, I'm not.
He's gonna be one of them. No, he's my son. No one's good enough.
I think this is where you need to be like open and honest with your children. Like, so I know that a lot of people say, I feel like they should pay rent to like get used to it. that's something that I always hear, like they need to learn to budget. But I think the UK, that's where I feel like people need to be open and honest with their children. Sit down, show them what it looks like.
There's a lot of other ways you can teach
money
management without charging them rent. Like I only started paying rent like at home maybe when I started working full-time properly, but I still knew how to manage my money before then. Like you can just have normal conversations with them, you don't need to charge them, and it's like you can teach them responsibility in other ways without doing that. I think it can all be taught without taking money from them.
It's true. The only thing you can really expect rent unless you're like in a situation where you need it. Like, and if you're trying to teach your child a lesson about kind of money and stuff like that, then like you said, maybe sit them down. And if your parents are in a position to do that, paying the rent, no problem, then that's ideal, isn't it? But sometimes, for example, the parents might need the money to pay the rent, pay the bills, whatever. So that's why they expect the child to contribute.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why they look down at their kids for maybe support. Although it sounds weird looking down at your kids for support, it kind of is like that sometimes. You might need that extra help. And your kid, for example, is working a full-time job, can contribute to the house without kind of taking all their money sort of thing. And it does, like you guys said as well, prepare them like for the real world and gives them like a real idea of like money and stuff like that, I think.
It's a bit like an excuse though, isn't it, in that way though? Like, oh, I need the money, but I'm just going to, you know, say it's because I'm teaching them money management. And
I think it's a bit of both.
Say like, oh, I do need money because on my own I can't afford it, and I'd appreciate your input.
Like you hear of like scenarios, don't you, where people like obviously like split up or something, and then like the mum, for example, could be on at home with the child, and obviously in that circumstance that's where I mean like pulling together and things like that.
Yeah.
And, like, and I think that that comes down to the person as well wanting to do that.
I'm gonna read some of the responses from my Instagram.
Yeah, do it, I love this.
Do people get like really into it, like write paragraphs?
Brian, do you know what? Briny's followers love to interact, write to her, do her polls. Mine, on the other hand, they view my story to all you people.
Straight pass.
Don't even do my poll, don't even write to me. So I've got nothing to share because Briny's the only person that gets interaction.
Well, at least one of us does. Okay, so what do we have? So a lot of people said about like, take the money but then putting it in a pot and giving it back to them so that at the end, which is fine, like I think that's all right, but would you tell them that that's what you're doing, or would you then magically,
I don't know, because then, I feel like if you tell them they might be like, well, I don't need to pay it then, like I don't care,
yeah, they might
pay
be
my own money. But then what if they're then giving you that and then saving
on top? Well, they'll just
and it's like, oh my god.
Oh, whammy.
Someone said it's my responsibility to give her a home, she's got a daughter, not for her to maintain it. Which is true, yeah. Parent, it's your responsibility. Nothing in this life is free. Contribute to the family unit, teaches money management, teaches them how to become an adult.
I think it also depends how much money they're earning, because if you're working, you're on like minimum wage and stuff, like that's different. If you're on like 60 grand a year and you're living at home, like,
no way you're at home.
No, but some people these days live at home, and I'm not just saying this, but a lot of guys live at home longer than girls, I think, personally.
Yes, it takes a lot longer to grow up.
Yeah, no offense, Paul.
None taken, don't worry. I
think sometimes some people like to live at home because it's just easier. They have to think about it, they'll wash it. People get their washing done for them, their meals on the table when they get in. Like, imagine that life. Like, they're thinking,
I do.
Me too.
I don't know, you don't. Kev brings you every night. What have we got for dinner?
Yeah, literally, I do that all. So that makes no difference to me. I may as well be on my own.
No, I do actually really appreciate that. And I always.
That kind of stuff, like, I think if you were on loads of money and you're still saving and you can afford to just give them money a month. But then if you're on minimum wage and, like, you don't have much money yourself, I think that's a bit different.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think that comes back to when you... Okay, what was that response you just said again, Bryony? What was the beginning of it?
Nothing in this life is free.
That's that. Unit. Why are you trying to punish your child already then? Like, I just think nothing in this life is free, so let them have something for free whilst they can.
Exactly. It's exactly that. Like, they're not gonna not pay forever. They're gonna be at home for a limited period of time. Like, if you can do without them having to spend.
Like, when I think back to when I was at home, I was going on 3 holidays a year. I was like loving life. I'm not now, and I didn't need to be taught that. That's just come with the fact that you bought a house.
Exactly.
You're just poor now.
Yeah, I'm just a pauper.
So someone said they chose to have dependents and increasingly can't afford to move out. Also, less likely to move on and save up if you're paying rent at home.
Well, that's true. I think I think in this day and age, it's very different anyway, because it's so hard now to, like, things are so expensive, like where we live and stuff. So the reason that most people are at home, like, I know that's why, like, I'm at home, B's at home, I'm assuming maybe you, Paul, as well, like, is because house prices are so expensive.
I was going to say, why are you at home, Paul? What is your...
I'm just not in a rush, really. I've only been working in, like, my job that I'm in now for, like, a few years now, and I'm just trying to, like, grow and save and stuff like that, and it's not no rush, really. You know, I'm happy to stay here and, like, you know, support my parents, pay rent and stuff, so I'm just chilling, really, taking it easy.
That's where you've, like, got that view then, because you are just like, I'm not in a rush.
Exactly, so I'm happy to be here. Yeah, and I've got so many siblings and stuff, and I know, for example, bills and things like that. I've got, like, 5 younger siblings. What? So it's like, it's a madhouse. It's a madhouse. And
God, they all live with you?
They all live with me, yeah. I'm the oldest. There's 6 of us. Sick. And I've got a little nephew as well, so
in the house.
There's a lot in the house. There's a lot of people in this house. There is a lot of people, yes, mad energy. But basically, I think that because I'm the oldest, I feel more. Oh, don't worry, I've told them all to be quiet. don't come upstairs, basically.
We've got serious business going on in here.
Exactly, yeah. Serious convo. But I think because it's very, like, family orientated in here. Like, everyone does things for each other, and that's how, like, we've been kind of brought up. So I feel like as the oldest, I definitely feel like I should impact the most and contribute the most if I can, just to help my parents. I just help, like, everyone out, really. Just so it's like quite a level house, rather than my parents paying everything and I'm paying nothing. And then, do you know what I mean? Because there's so many of us. It's like
the dynamic's quite different, though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's probably different to you guys. So
I was gonna say, on that note, then, do you think it's fair to charge some children rent and others not?
Depends on their situation. No, that's a good point, to be fair. I think it depends on their situation, you know, such as age, like job, your income and stuff like that. I wouldn't expect, you know, my sister who, for example, let's say she had a part-time job, she's at uni, but let's say she had a part-time job. I wouldn't expect her to pay rent because she doesn't really earn enough to be able to contribute. I feel like there's like a certain level that once you pass it, then you are able to contribute.
Can I just ask, well, did your parents ask you to pay rent, or did you just like say you wanted to, felt like you could offer?
It wasn't like they kind of pressured me or anything. It's more like, you know, once you get a full-time job, you're gonna have to help out. And I was just like, cool. So as soon as I did, that was it. It was just like I understood it, sort of thing. So it wasn't like a conversation or anything. It was just said and done, really. The more I can contribute, the more I will, sort of thing.
Well, obviously, like, unless you're like a terrible person, if your parents ask you, obviously you're gonna do it. Like, who's gonna argue with that? Like, I'm living in your house, you're buying things, you're paying for the heating. Like, obviously you're gonna pay, but it's another
especially
thing
if they're feeding you as well and doing your
exactly.
Work.
Yeah, no, totally. That's how it is. So
hotel service you've got over there.
Exactly.
I love that dinner.
It's
on the
popping
table.
Off over here.
Yeah, really, I need to come and live in your house, Paul.
Your
space, it's so
real. For sure.
There's 2 points here. Someone said they don't have the rights of a tenant, so why pay like one, and two is the amount...
What do you mean by that, the rights of a tenant?
So, like, you can't be like, oh, you're my... Like, say, for example, there was, your radiator broke in your bedroom. You can't hold your landlord to account.
I see.
But the second point was, but I think the amount should be proportionate to the amount of responsibility and freedom you get, which kind of links in, because if I'm paying to live at home, but I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't have people.
When you say freedom, what do you think that,
what that constitutes?
What that means? Because like, we're all like a big age. So like,
this is what I mean. And freedom, I might not be able to have people around when I want them. If I have my own space,
I do think there is a level, like, to be fair, mine's pretty chill. Yeah. Like, I just come and go. But like, it is still a level, like, I wouldn't like, there's certain things like I wouldn't just like have loads of people around unannounced and stuff. Like, it's just a respect thing. If you're paying
an amount to live there and to...
That's true, actually. Then why could I not
have to... If I'm paying to live here, why can't I do what I want to do, basically? Why am I not allowed to?
It's more of a respect thing when you live with your parents, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah, definitely.
It's their house. Like, it's not my... I know it's not my house. And like, I would have never disrespect.
But then I also agree, like, with what... And I don't know, I would say it would depend on how much rent you're paying.
Yeah, if you're paying a lot. If you're
paying like half and half, then yeah, you need to do that to equal home.
Mm-hmm. And if you're paying a lot, then you might as well move out. If you're paying a lot and you're not being able to do what you want, then you might as well just move out and pay that money.
But sometimes I think in situations like, especially if it's just like you and like one of your parents, you kind of sometimes feel bad to leave them. Like, and that's just like from my experience, and I know like other people, like when I've moved out before and stuff, like I found it really difficult to leave my dad just because I felt like bad that they were gonna be on their own and like that's all on them now.
That is bad though, to feel that.
Yeah, I know
that responsibility when it's not your situation as such. It is in that you're living with him, but at the same time your parents' job situation and their financial situation shouldn't affect you to the point that you feel guilty for like doing your own thing and earning your own money and keeping your own money.
Like, yeah, you have got to be like, I get why you would feel like that, but I think you have got to feel entitled to go and live your life. And I don't think that any parent realistically would want to stop their child.
Yeah, I think they say it, don't they? You know, it's always your mum getting upset or something when you're planning to leave the house or whatever, but I don't think they actually want you to stay. If that
they
makes
don't
sense.
Want to hold,
they wouldn't stop you. Yeah. It'd be emotional, but
it's hard. I think it's definitely harder in that scenario as well, though, because it is more like a joint home, perhaps. Even.
And
I don't know.
You want to help them out. You don't want to leave them knowing that. Oh, are they going to have enough money? Like, do they still need?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, what are they going to eat? Well, that's my situation.
Look,
my big old 6-year-old dad can't feed himself. Do you know what I mean?
But being brutal about it though, it is their situation. And like, if they didn't have you, they'd have to work something out for themselves. So.
And as we say, like with adult, like you're saying about children paying rent because, you know, you've got to be an adult. Well, you've got an adult that needing to be an adult.
True.
And that comes down to the whole thing, like having a child if you have enough money and not having one if you don't have enough money and being the responsible person that has dependents. Like,
do you think it's right to have, like, if you don't have any money and you just keep having kids?
No.
No, not at all.
But there's nothing you can do.
Well, no, there's not. Then
I don't have any money, but me and my husband just want to keep having children. So we keep having
six.
Them. And then they get to, they start earning money, however much that is. And I'm like, oh, you need to pay me because I can't afford to have all of you in this house. It's like, hang on a second. You knew that you didn't have money.
Yeah, that doesn't, now yeah,
I'm,
that's
like,
not.
I pay for it.
I'm just laughing. I was just thinking, like, if I didn't have any money,
do you reckon there's people like that out there? That just,
no, there's it.
No, that just blows my mind.
Like, I think sometimes people, like, sometimes they might get pregnant, have a baby, right? Then they're like, oh shit, I'm pregnant again. Let's just have another one. Then they might find a new baby father and get pregnant again. Come on, guys. So what I'm saying,
these people are not smart people, though. You
see the program on TV, and it's like 16 kids and counting.
Yes.
that's just a mega family.
16, same... pushing 16, that's not okay.
And they'll just rely on like
that's crazy
and all that kind of stuff to just
keep benefits.
They don't have money.
They probably get a lot of benefits. 16 children.
What do you think about that situation that I just said then? I know I don't have money, but I keep having children, and then I say I need your help. Is that fair?
But I don't get it, Bryony, because you're having to wait a really long time to get some money out of them.
18? No, but you, I mean, you never, what age? They could.
What, are you going to take?
Yeah, go to the bank and give me your money.
I mean, I don't.
It's quite a rare circumstance, though. You don't really hear about that a lot, do you?
Not I've never one heard I'm familiar with.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Never heard of that one.
I'm just coming up with scenarios.
Fair enough. I don't think it's fair, no, in answer to your question.
No. Especially if I've been having to live and put up with you for 16 years whilst you're waiting to put me out to work.
What do you think about this? Someone, I was reading online earlier, like, about this debate and stuff, like, looking at stuff, and one person was saying on one of the debate forum things, was like, oh, I only make my sons pay rent, not my daughters.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not into
that. Why do they do that? What's the reason behind just that one?
Because they're like the men of the house. I think it's probably like a bit of a sexist view, of course, but I just
slightly.
Slightly. What
do you
think of that?
Pause like that now that ain't working for me.
No, I was going to say I can see where they're coming from. I don't see where they're coming from. It doesn't really make sense. If you don't even have a job and your parents are expecting rent, then what? Like, they're demanding payment, but yeah, you're jobless, then what? You know what I mean?
You're all these circumstances. Like, conditioning your girls to wait for a man that's going to pay for their life, like a little sugar daddy or something. Yeah. No. You've got to teach your girls to want higher than that.
True.
I mean, sometimes 100%. It is what it is, Jazz. If that happens, it's all right.
I don't even think I'd want a man to pay for my life if they were really rich. I still want to contribute something. I wouldn't want to be.
Yeah, if a man wanted to pay for my life, am I mad?
It is what it is, Jazz.
Oh, no, I'd want to.
You girls are lying. You girls would be happy, man.
No.
100%.
Well, I'm not lying. I'm not going to lie about it. It is what it is. Do you know what? Yeah. I was looking the other day at.
Oh, you were looking up
sugar daddies.
No, I was talking to somebody at work about this. We're talking about there's this thing called a rinser, where you don't actually have to actually like be with them or like go, like.
Oh,
they just pay your bills, right?
Right, they pay your bills.
Yeah. No, they don't want that. They just want like a friend, almost like an online friend. I've heard. Don't expose me on this, Jesus. I've heard it. Men will literally pay for women, and all they want in response is just a conversation. It's really weird.
Sign me up.
I think like the more money you have, the weirder you get. Because like, what is that?
He's
only got too much money.
What was that?
That guy.
Have you seen that? There was a guy that was just like wanting to spend money on watch people spend his money.
It's really strange.
No, guys, though, I signed up as a joke. I was with my friend one night.
About as a joke?
And he was like, oh, I wonder how easy it is. And I was like, oh, I bet it's not that hard. And I wanted to see the kind of, like, men that were on there and, like, what their bios were. And stuff. So I signed up to this thing. I didn't put my name or, like, my picture or anything like that. So they basically will say like how much of an allowance they're prepared to give you, like what they're looking for. Some of it is like extra benefits, but sometimes it is literally just like, oh, a friend, someone to go for dinner with, and they'll tell you like how much they're prepared to give you. And some of them will be like very generous, or others will just
I don't think I'd mind if I didn't have to like touch them or
no, but I'd feel really uncomfortable. What if they went that way?
No, but we go in public. We're in a restaurant. I'm not going to go somewhere.
No, but like, they want to pick you up in their nice car.
No, no one's picking me up, hon. They can pay for my cab.
I would just feel continuously concerned it's going to turn that way.
Buy me a car and then I'll drive that car to the day.
How did we even get onto sugar daddies?
I don't know. We went a bit left.
But that girl. Yeah.
Can I just say, can we all just understand that Bryony has signed up to recite and had a look?
Yeah, you've actually had a look into it. You're open to it.
In that pool, you could probably do it for women as well. There's some rich women out there.
Yeah.
A sugar mama.
No, I'm good actually. But like, yeah.
Yeah, me and Kim were speaking about before, you can sell pictures of your feet.
I'm still into
this. You can sell your used knickers.
Yes. We spoke about this, didn't we?
Yeah.
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 Look at Paul's face.
I just don't know how the conversation got here. I'm just like, huh?
Can I just say something though, right? Obviously, I use knickers and stuff, like, whatever. Can I just say, as a woman, I can guarantee that most of the people, I never ever want a man's boxers that have been worn.
No.
Like, imagine being like, please, can I have your pants?
Let alone someone that you don't know.
Yeah, disgusting.
Okay, here. Do I really want my 14-year-old child to worry about paying us rent, despite how lighthearted educational...
14?
That's a bit mad anyway, because at 14 you're not going to work.
That's so young.
Some kids are natural warriors. I might be forcing them to grow up before they are ready to.
Yeah, I get that. Look, because, no, honestly, Jazz. I'm telling you now, I hear people saying to their children, like, that are teenagers, you're going to have to pay rent, you're going to be doing this, you're going to be doing that.
That's the real world, though, unfortunately, for that kid. So it's a hard lesson, I think.
No, 14 is a bit young.
Not 14, yeah, obviously.
Who has no, a job as in not to pay the rent, but you will get parents that are like, you're going to be 16 soon, you're going to have to start doing this.
No, do you know what I don't like is when the parents use it against the children, like,
yeah.
I brought...
Yeah, 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 it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that.
Hang on a second. Did you decide to have me? Like, well done for then keeping me alive and, like, giving me a roof over my head. Yeah. I didn't make you do that.
You decided to be born. Like, no, me to be born.
No, you didn't. I didn't decide to be born.
Me to be born. Speaking of, though, I do think, though, when you have a kid and when I have kids or whatever, like, I do feel like it's important that they do chores and stuff, like emptying the dishwasher, doing the washing up.
Just contributing in any way possible, even if it's not financially, just contributing to the house, isn't it?
And getting into that habit of doing that.
Yeah, like, yeah, 100%.
No, but some people don't make their kids do fuck all.
No, I know. But
no, it's true.
The repercussions of when you don't pay, like if when you move out and stuff and you have a house, if you don't pay your mum and dad, whatever, you're going to have an argument, whatever. But the repercussions when you actually like owe people money is very different.
Don't then if your children are meant to pay you rent and they don't, what are you doing? Checking
that's
out?
What I was just gonna say. Are there consequences? Have you like, ever
technically if you're teaching them about the real world, then if they don't pay it, there should be repercussions.
I'll just be like, well, you can't use your Xbox, the electricity is not working anymore.
Their Xbox, they're 20
just switch off the power.
Matt, 20. No, I know grown men in 30s.
No, I don't mean the fact that they. I don't mean the fact that they're playing an Xbox. Oh. I mean the fact that you think as their mum at the age of 20, you can tell them they can't play on their Xbox.
Yeah, well, I will. I'll say I'm taking the controller.
You can't go out this weekend. No, James knew. James obviously paid rent, but he knew that if he ever didn't pay it because he couldn't 1 week, his mum would be like, "That's fine." But yeah, that's what I agree with what Brian is saying. What's the consequence then? Because if you're teaching them.
It's more about understanding rather than punishing them, because you're not going to punish your son if they actually can't pay the rent, you know what I'm saying? It's more about making them understand that it's important to contribute to the family and the house, and that's the bottom line of it.
Yeah, it's more about the principle behind it rather
than... Yeah, exactly.
Discussion again, isn't it? Open, honest discussions.
Yes. Well, that was fun, guys.
We never come to a conclusion.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for coming on, Paul.
No problemo. This was fun. I enjoyed it, guys. Thank
you. You actually listen to this one?
I'm going to listen to this one, in its entirety, yeah.
Thank you fun. So much.
Thanks.
That's all right, no problem. Give it a like and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe from here on out.
Okay, so that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening. And thank you guys for joining us today. Until next time.
Until next time, catch you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.